Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, just the other day I mentioned that we were on the 25th anniversary of the death of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. And that day kind of came and went. People talked about it. Probably the most significant thing that in terms of what was happening 25 years later was the fact that O.J. Simpson now has a Twitter account and says he has a lot to say. Be curious to see about that. But the fact that today is the 25th anniversary of the Bronco chase is really interesting to me because, first of all, 25 years ago, I'm working with a young man by the name of Noah today. And Noah, I don't know, how old were you 25 years ago? Okay, so Noah wasn't even alive. Noah's 24. He wasn't even alive when the legendary Bronco chase was covered on live TV. So I'm just curious, you know, once again, we're all talking about O.J. Simpson, and I'm not sure why. I mean, truly, O.J. Simpson is old news. Now, yes, did I sign up? Am I now one of the millions of people who are following him on Twitter? Yeah, I am, because he says he has a lot to say. I'm curious what he has to say. Sometimes I think that I enjoy the foolishness of what people say. And there are several people that I follow on Twitter for just that reason, because it's just foolishness. And I like to see what things they have to say. A lot of our elected officials fall into that category. They're on social media and they tweet foolishness all day long. I'm not saying who does that. I'm just saying that some folks do. So today's the 25th anniversary of that Bronco chase, but that is not anything we're going to focus on today on the show. We've got a lot more substantive things, a lot more significant things to talk about. We're going to kick it all off coming up right at the top of the next half hour. We're going to take a look at organizations, 100 organizations, 800 people have now signed a letter. They sent it off to Governor Tom Wolf today. They want him to order the State Department of Health to look at any potential links between shale gas development and childhood cancers. Now, you may remember the series of articles that was initiated by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that looked at one particular area out in Washington County in which there were a total of 27 cases of Ewing sarcoma, which is a rare bone cancer. So we're going to talk with one of the organizations that is leading that fight to get an investigation. Families out there want answers. They want answers, and so far they haven't been able to get them. 27 cases, however, of what's described as a rare bone cancer. Yeah, that might be more than a coincidence. Also, today, Friday, big news of the day was a court decision came out in favor of UPMC. The consent decree still stands. June 30th, got to make a switch. So are there people still undecided? Are there people dragging their feet? Are there people kicking and screaming? At this point, as of today, it looks like if you are a Highmark customer, you will not be able to use anything at UPMC except for the Hillman Cancer Center and Children's Hospital. But a lot of people still aren't happy about that, so we're going to update that situation. Talk with a woman who has switched her doctors but waited until today to make her first appointment. Also, we're going to pop in. We're going to check on some folks out in the Mon Valley area. They have had a continual issue with their air quality. What's happening now? Is there relief in sight? And if this was any other community other than a disenfranchised community, would they have gotten some relief? Would they have clean air by now. We're going to talk with state representatives from there. And then before we're done, there is a caravan of people going to Washington, D.C. It's called the Poor People's Campaign. And we're going to talk to a couple of local folks who are right now on the bus heading to Washington, D.C. And we're going to find out exactly what it is they hope to accomplish by taking this campaign to Washington. That said, we've got a lot to do. We only got 4 hours to do it, so we'll jam it all in. I'm awfully glad that you decided to ride with me on a rainy, overcast Monday. And believe it or not, there's rain pretty much in the forecast all week long. You're listening to KDKA 1020. I was just talking with Paul Rasmussen on his way back into the newsroom. He remembers what he was doing 25 years ago today when O.J. Simpson and the Bronco chase was playing out. I remember what I was doing 25 years ago today. But what's interesting, you know, when I was younger, when I was a younger age, and my parents would say, oh, yeah, I remember when that happened 20 years ago. I remember when that happened 50 years ago. Well, now I'm of that age that I know what I was doing 25 years ago. I know what I was doing 35 years ago. You know, different news stories that pop up. And the OJ case is one. I'm not sure that there is any other case that has riveted the United States of America than that whole sequence of events. From the time that Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were killed until the end of the trial of the century and then some, because OJ kind of stayed in the news. Now he's been flying under the radar. They say since he got out of prison in Nevada, he's just been living a quiet life. He says he's been out on the golf course, but guess what? Friday. For the first time, he opened up an account on Twitter. Now there's a couple million people following him. And yes, I'm guilty. I am one of them. And he says he has a lot to say. You know, sometimes when people start to say via social media things that they want to say, it becomes a very slippery slope. Honestly, it's hard when you just go through Twitter accounts. You just kind of look and it's like, what would make you think that people want to know this? What would make you think that people want to hear this? And while there is a curiosity that I have about hearing what OJ has to say, I'm also thinking that after a while, it's going to get very old. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Lynn.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. What were you doing this time 25 years ago?
I know exactly what I was doing, and I was really irritated. The U.S. Open golf was on at the time.
Ah.
It finished yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, Arnold Palmer, he had announced before the tournament, this is my last U.S. Open. In fact, I'm sure they gave him a special exemption to play because he was 64 years old, and they timed it. So on Thursday and Friday, what they do is, you know, one day you play in the morning, second day you play in the afternoon before they do the cut.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they timed Arnold to come up Friday afternoon. They didn't think he would make the cut, but everyone would be there waiting for him to come up the fairway because, you know, he's the most beloved golfer of all time.
Oh, wait, is that when they cut away?
Yes, because I went home to make a point. It was on ESPN, which is a sports channel.
Sure, sure.
It was on ESPN. I made a point to go home to watch him come up number 18 at Oakmont. That's his backyard. It was
right.
An Oakmont day.
Sure, sure.
And I got home, and they cut to that, and nobody
and
got
you missed the whole thing. Oh, my goodness. Bill, I got to run, but that may be one of the best stories I've heard today. Thanks for sharing that with us. You're listening to KDKA 1020. Time now for AAA Traffic on the Fives, brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet, celebrating that grand opening in Beaver Falls, now Monroeville. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Lynn. We have reports of an accident now over on Frankstown Avenue at LaSalle Street to watch for emergency crews just heading in that direction. Looks pretty good on our major roadways. The Parkway West is the only one where we're really seeing some slow traffic, and that starts right around the Parkway Center on-ramp into the tunnels. The outbound side is clear. Parkway East, no problems inbound or outbound. And taking a look at the inbound side of the Parkway North, looks pretty good. Those HOV lanes have closed for the morning. Our next AAA Traffic on the Fives at 10:35 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Kathy Bergman on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Kathy. I wish I had a good forecast to share, but I don't. And probably the next really nice day is going to be Friday because there's just going to be rain every day. And there is a flash flood watch today starting at 2 o'clock and it goes into Tuesday night. I do have some other good news, though, for you. If you have a question about your mortgage, you can get answers from the mortgage experts at Dollar Bank. Their focus is only on what you need. They're located right around the corner, and they know the ins and outs of your specific neighborhood. So stop in, call 1-800-242-BANK, or visit dollar.bank. Dollar Bank is an equal housing lender. Well, our last caller said that he was in the middle of watching an amazing game, the U.S. Open, when the network cut away for the O.J. chase. Well, guess what? That's not the only thing. We were in the middle of the NBA Finals. They did a split screen, the Stanley Cup, the World Cup, all events. I never even thought about what was happening before the chase, probably because I wasn't watching TV then. So I only picked up the story when the chase started. Wow, 25 years ago. Yep, and isn't it interesting? People still know exactly what they were doing then. I just saw something cross the wires. Apparently, Gloria Vanderbilt died. You know, she is Anderson Cooper's mother. I'll try to get more on that. Right now, however, it's time for the news. You're listening to KDKA 1020. So exactly what are the odds, what are the chances that there's a link between fracking in Pennsylvania and childhood cancers? There is one community in particular, actually it's a combination of communities, Washington Green, Fayette, and Westmoreland, who have active shale gas operations, and they also have a significant number of cases of a rare bone cancer. So is the governor going to look into this? Well, let's hope he is. At least that is the request of Emily Worth. She is the organizing co-director of Food and Water Watch and Food and Water Action. And she spearheaded an effort to get some letters to Governor Wolf. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show.
So tell me how you got involved in this. How did you become aware of it? Was it through the newspaper articles?
Yeah, so, you know, this letter that was signed by over 100 organizations and over 800 Pennsylvania residents from across the state comes on the heels of the investigative reporting by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, where they identified at least 46 children in the four counties you mentioned who have been suffering from cancer and at least 27 cases of Ewing sarcoma, which is a rare bone cancer that only affects between 200 and 250 people across the country each year. And so we're writing this letter, you know, is calling on Governor Wolf to immediately direct the Department of Health to begin to fully investigate in these counties and all counties actually across the state where shale gas development, where the drilling, fracking, pipelines, compressor stations, waste disposal systems, all of the infrastructure associated with the drilling and fracking is taking place. Because, you know, this is concerning and we need to better understand what's going on here. And we're actually calling on him to suspend issuing new permits until we understand what's causing these rare forms of cancer in children, our most vulnerable community.
And so even based on the investigation, is it odd that the Department of Health has not launched such an investigation on its own?
Well, what they've done is a very limited look into just a few of the cases and you know, could not come up with a conclusion. You know, these are rural communities with small populations, and they kind of use that as an excuse. And so what we're calling on them to do is a full investigation into what's going on across the state, where there's been this rapid expansion over the past 15 years of this new industry into our communities, where we know a Yale study found at least 55 of the chemicals used in this process are either known, probable, or possible carcinogens. And there have been a lot of other studies showing a link between this activity and other health effects, you know, all kinds of birth defects, low birth weight, respiratory issues. And there are some studies that think there needs to be a lot more research into the risk of cancer and some of these childhood cancers in fracking. And so that's what we're calling on the state to do and the Department of Health. The state's job is to protect the public from these harms. And they haven't even had a public meeting in the community. So, in fact, the Southwest Environmental Health Project, a nonprofit public health organization, is holding a community discussion tomorrow night at Bella Sara in the Canonsburg community to bring residents together to discuss this because our government has failed to do that.
And I'm sorry, tell me again, the meeting is tomorrow night?
Tuesday, June 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Bella Sara, and that's in Canonsburg.
And that's open to the public, anyone concerned?
Yes, but it's especially for the community members who are
right.
being directly harmed by this. And then, you know, this week, actually, there'll be a lot of activity on this because there's going to be a brown bag briefing with legislators in Harrisburg on the health and climate impacts of shale gas development. And there'll be a report about what's going on in Southwest environmental, you know, in Southwest Pennsylvania with mm-hmm. these cancer cases. And there's also a new full compendium on all of the health effects from fracking being released that day in Harrisburg. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of attention, and on Wednesday we'll also be hand-delivering the letter to both Governor Wolf and Secretary Levine of the Department of Health, calling on them to conduct this investigation.
Okay, so they have not received the letter yet. You're going to hand-deliver
it? They've received the email. They've received it, but we will be following that up while we're all in Harrisburg for this
brown bag
briefing. We'll be doing a in-person delivery, and we believe a few state legislators might be joining us in that delivery as well.
Is it somewhat frustrating? I mean, because when I look at just the numbers, 27 cases of a rare bone cancer, that to me is a red flag.
Yes, I agree. It's really concerning, and that's why we see this as a public health crisis that needs to be addressed head-on by the state. You know, like I said, this rare cancer only affects between 200 and 250 people across the entire country each year, and this is, you know, over a few years in this one very small rural part of the state.
Right.
That we're seeing these cases, and we do know that children are most vulnerable. You know, they're at risk population to exposure to carcinogens, and so that's why we're calling on the state to step up and take on this investigation.
To step in, Emily Wirth, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll pay attention to this story. We'll watch and see what happens. You're from the Food and Water Watch as well as Food and Water Action. Thanks so much for keeping this in the spotlight. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a good day.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers in this case, the numbers tell a story. Now, you can interpret that story any way you want, but if, in fact, only between 200 and 250 people across the country develop this rare cancer, why are so many of them in our area? Let's hope the state health department gets involved and gets some answers there. Well, the big story on Friday, UPMC won the latest round in the impending divorce between UPMC and Highmark. But the bottom line is we can follow the court stories all we want. It's about the people who are caught up in the middle. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to speak with one local woman who has been a longtime patient at St. Margaret's who has accepted the fact that the change is coming. So she switched doctors, but she hasn't made her appointment yet. It's amazing how much people want to hold on to something that is quickly fleeting away. So we're going to talk about that in the next half hour. Also, we're going to talk about something called Inuin. It is an additive that could well be making you bloated and give you gas. Yep, I said it. Can I say gas on the radio? Yeah, I can say give you gas on the radio. Absolutely. That's coming up in our next hour as well. But let me just take a second to tell you to visit kdkaradio.com. Go to the contest page for a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see KC and the Sunshine Band. They're going to be at Rivers Casino Friday, July 12th at 8 p.m. Remember, if gambling is a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, that's kdkaradio.com. Check out the contest page. Lots to do today. I'm glad you're with me. It's a great day to be indoors. Have you looked out the window recently? Yeah, you don't want any of that. Stay right where you are. We've got a lot more to do. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland, and this is KDKA 1020.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.